Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already the ninth day of January 2006. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have wide open phones. Well, this is out of the London Guardian. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. George Bush insists that Iran must not be allowed to develop nuclear weapons, so why? A few years ago, did the CIA give the Iranians blueprints to build an atomic bomb? And it's always the same. They gave the Soviets the A-bomb, then the hydrogen, all of it. They always do, creating enemies. And here it is, publicly admitted. It's also in the New York Times. Oh, the government accidentally ordered one of their agents to go give them the blueprints. It's just a really big screw-up, like they accidentally ordered NORAD to stand down, and they accidentally called all their friends and family and told them not to fly to New York the day before 9/11, and they accidentally have giant Swiss bank accounts, and they accidentally are putting up all these transponder tracker grids, and they accidentally had a state trooper pull me over yesterday and try to violate my rights. I'll tell you about that later. Just all accidental. Power doesn't want more power. We're not being abused. Everything's fine. And we also have this report here about how fires are now spreading into Colorado and Arkansas, out of Texas and Oklahoma. And I saw a report that about half of some counties, and it's a wide range of Oklahoma, but in some areas half of whole counties have burned. So pretty serious there, and it just gets drier and drier and drier and drier. Iranian president hopes Sharon perishes. And you're going, wait a minute, Alex, you said he died on Friday. Yes, we occasionally make glaring errors. We always like to harp on those errors. But it was the Drudge Report, it was World Tribune, it was literally hundreds of websites and then news publications that picked it up. They're about Sharon's dead. And they said, oh, he's completely brain dead, and so the son has given the order to unplug him. And I said, well, that sounds like Terry Schiavo. They just claim he's brain dead, and so they unplug him. And then they didn't fly him to the hospital. They didn't even drive him to the nearest one where he normally goes. They drove him for a long period of time, like Princess Diana, somewhere else. It was all very suspicious. And I just said, you know, is he really dead, or are they just claiming he's brain dead? So, you know, occasionally we go off what these people report, and it's just baloney. Iranian president, they're claiming, hopes Sharon perishes, calling him a criminal. So World Tribune, the original culprit of this, comes out in the same article and just changes the body of the text and says, conflicting reports issued on Sharon's condition. And now they're saying it was the Arab press that caused this entire problem. And then I've got this whole constellation of Big Brother police state news today. Your phone records are for sale, Chicago Sun-Times. Now, I'm not tooting our horn. 6 years ago, we read the federal rules that were going to go into effect on 2001. Let me be accurate. That's not actually true. 5 years before 2001, in 1996, we read the federal rules. And then we began talking about how every cell phone would be tracked. It would all be public. In the last few years, I've warned people about this. I've done shows on this. And people just cannot believe it. Well, here it is, Chicago Sun-Times. And guess what? People are buying the police officers' phone records. So they're going to get real upset and have it where you can't get the gods' records, but you can get all of our records. Don't worry. The slaves will be wide open. We'll be right back. Folks, there's so much today. It's mind-blowing. Stay with us. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that recent estimates by the Arthritis Foundation put the number of Americans with arthritis or chronic joint symptoms at 66 million, or 1 in 3 adults? Or that arthritis is the nation's leading cause of disability among Americans over age 15? Most individuals diagnosed with arthritis don't think anything can be done to help. Those who are aware of treatment options fear the debilitating side effects associated with prescription drugs. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we feature herbal formulations like Joint Care, whose safety and effectiveness in supporting healthy joints has been established in over 50 clinical trials and research studies. Joint Care facilitates freedom of movement by promoting circulation and enhancing the overall functioning of the musculoskeletal system. Don't let arthritis stop you from doing the things you enjoy or leading a normal, healthy, and active life. Visit us online today at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841. To learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us as we attempt to defend the United States against the private criminal interests that have seized control of our government. And they have a lot of very high-tech and sophisticated public relations firms across the country and the world, propagandizing us, trying to convince us how wonderful it is to live under a police state and have our every movement tracked and traced, and that basically giving up freedom gives us security. And they claim there's some trade-off. No, you give up liberty, you get tyranny, you get despotism, you get enslavement. And they own both political parties. I'm going to get into the CIA giving Iran the designs for an A-bomb, hoping they'd create one. Of course they did. That's the London Guardian and the New York Times. In fact, we already knew about this. Now, they've been attempting to arm them. I mean, it's been in the BBC 3 or 4 years ago that the British and U.S. government do everything they can to sell them the weapons parts and get them the materials. Again, that's just admitted, and here it is again. And people probably wonder why. Well, we'll just go through that. But before I get too far into the broadcast today, let me just tell you what happened to myself individually yesterday. And I don't tell this story because I personally have had my feathers ruffled or that my hackles are up, when they are. You know, as a free human being, I have not been conditioned to be a bootlicking slave. And I have not been gelded or castrated, emasculated to the point where I accept this. Now, It'd be one thing if the state trooper pulled me over and then just wanted to write me his tickets while his bosses in government engage in mass crimes of every known configuration premeditatedly, including child kidnapping, murder, drug dealing, poisons in the water supply and vaccines, mass extermination plans openly being set up, all of it. So, again, you always have to remember that the man from the government is a king's man. He may not be bad individually, but he works for pure evil. And on average, he is an individual who is not particularly evil himself, but is self-centered, more worried about UT football and, you know, having a fancy bass boat than he is about the Bill of Rights or Constitution. He'll tell you all day it'd violate your Constitution when he's never read the thing or never read the Bill of Rights, and he'll tell you it's policy. Well, I actually know a little bit about policy, and it just makes me sick. I got home, well, to make a long story short, I went and visited family out near Buffalo, Texas. Did some camping with the family, and was driving back yesterday at about 2:30 when I went through Belton, Texas, which is right up by Temple, Texas, which you can actually see in my film, Martial Law. They engaged in mass criminal activities up there and breaking just many, many laws. Of course, they won't get any trouble. They're the corrupt government. Up in where I got this ticket, let me just comment on the criminal activities. They had Special Forces Army troops, not National Guard, regular Army, total violation of federal law, out there, and they got a car, two cars, out front of one of the local community centers, and they blew them up. And there was fire shooting up in the sky and black smoke and helicopters flying around. And they had the local kids from the local middle school there with fake blood spilt all over them. Well, you can see in the film and the fake intestines and the fake arms blown off. And then the mayor gets up and announces that there has been a terrorist attack. In fact, the PSYOP was complete, the psychological warfare. They even had the local paper the next day, the Belton paper. And it said, Belton attacked by terrorists, and not until the last sentence did they say it was a drill. So it was all part of fire in a theater, all part of psychological searing and trauma. They've done it nationwide. The feds admit it's openly for trauma-based control to train you to have the perception of terrorists and to brainwash those children. It was a giant, the equivalent of a Soviet re-education camp, just more sophisticated. That's what it does. It traumatizes you, changes your worldview. And we were just sitting there at first off about 50 yards away. My mistake that I didn't act big and official and strut around sticking my chest out. I've learned since then. This was back in 2000. And there in Belton, because it's important to connect things together, you see. There in Belton, over marches some Marines and some Army officers with some Navy officers. It's all very fun. And they say, what are you doing here? Well, I'm with the press. So I went ahead and they had a street block with a barricade. I went ahead and went around the barricade and said, I'm here covering what's going on. And they said, oh, you're acting official. You must be official. And so we went. And then all of a sudden we had regular Army march over and go, hey, and this is on video, you're the ones that put us on the Internet. No, we didn't put you on the Internet. We put you on TV. And well, you're not allowed to do that. And I said, yeah, I am. It's a free country. You're not supposed to be creeping around. Oh, and when do we put them on TV? When they were engaging in felony operations. Yes, it's still federal law, and it's still a felony. It's a violation of posse comitatus. You can spend several years in prison and pay large, large fines in the tens of thousands of dollars per officer doing it, per million. And we caught you out there with what you called a drill later, but you didn't tell the people that you pulled them over. It was even worse. The Greyhound bus incident, just one of the ones we could get out to on time, is you made them sit there for 7 hours while you ran multiple Army teams through it, quote, looking for bombs. And you're the same boys with the fake nuclear spill that year. When you shut Austin down and caused panic, and then later that night they announced, just a drill, just a drill. And that's criminal. And so you're out there terrorizing the public, engaging in multiple crimes, and you didn't like it that we got footage of you. Well, you're in my video, Martial Law. You're in Road to Tyranny. I've got you guys all over the country doing what you do. Well, is anybody worried about that? Oh, no. And why am I angry? Because I do, when I'm by myself, tend to speed. That is, I'll get in the fast lane, which people are driving about 80 miles an hour in, on average. The slow lane, they're driving 75. And they're driving about, I don't know, 78 or so on average. I've actually done an average of this while I'm driving all over the state. When they're in the middle lane on I-35, the NAFTA Trans-Texas Corridor main trunk. But I just so happened to have been looking at my speedometer right when I saw Bozo off to the side of the road. And he didn't deserve respect. He tried to violate something our forefathers fought and died for, so I'll call him a bozo if I want to. If you don't like it, you need to go to Russia. Anyways, so I'm there with my wife, my children. There's cars all around me. I'm in the middle lane, and I mean, yeah, I'm probably doing about 70 miles an hour or so. So I'd look down at my speedometer. I actually had it on cruise control right before that at about 73 or so, and I already slowed down because there was a little bit more traffic. So right when I saw the cop, I looked up and it said about 68, but let's just say I might have been going 70. But I see him right on. I'm in between all these cars around me, and I go, man, I just know he's going to pull me over. So he pulls out behind me, and I pull over where there's a big shoulder, and he sits there about 3 minutes. And I'm sitting there, and I'm looking out the window, and I'm thinking, well, maybe 5 feet on the side of the road, you know, isn't enough for this guy. I'll just pull off a little bit more into the gravel and the grass. And he's still sitting there, all, I guess, running my plate in abject fear or something. And then I just get out of the car, and I smile at him, and I go, do you want to talk to me here at the back of the car? You know, it's a free country. I'm groveling and learning to show my papers and lick boots. So I'm a slave, piece of garbage. And it's all for my safety, though. I know. Oh, yeah, sure it is. Anyways, and so I'm sitting there, and he comes over looking agitated, and he says, you were speeding. And I said, obviously it was a little microphone trying to record me in the car in case I ever, you know, knowing most jellyfish just grovel. And I go, well, I was in amongst a bunch of cars. You know, how did you even know? Oh, they were doing 68 and 75, but you were doing 78, which I know is not true. Because, I mean, I saw him when he radared me, and I was in amongst a whole train of vehicles, including cars in the fast lane passing me. But I wasn't going to argue. I said, okay, whatever. And he says, where are you going? Or where are you coming from? Where are you going? And I just said, oh, visiting family. And he just asked me again. And I just said, and I couldn't help it. Usually I'm calm. I just said, you know what? Just do whatever you want to do. Just violate me however you want to. Just make your money. Well, I'm going to give you one for no insurance, which, by the way, I have, but he didn't even give me time for that. Sure, go ahead. Go ahead. Give me an insurance ticket, too. I'm sorry, I'm not going to lick your boots like everybody else that just seems to encourage you while your bosses are literally kidnapping children en masse and openly writing books about how they're going to kill us all. I'm sorry I can't take you serious when you work for murder and trash. So he gives me the ticket, and why am I mad? I wasn't mad about this. You know what was with this ticket? Texas Department of Public Safety potential surcharge notice. A conviction of an offense under the traffic law of this state or the political subdivisions of this state may result in the assessment of your driver's license of a surcharge under the Driver Responsibility Program, which they've been putting in all over the country. And what do you want to guess? I did 3 hours of research on this last night, and it is totally criminal. I even have State Transportation Board minutes right here. I got hundreds of pages. I read hundreds of pages. You hear that? I read hundreds of pages. And even the state board says what they're doing is criminal. And the criminal DPS, the criminals. I'm going to write a big article about this and put a big, I'm going after this at the state legislature. They shoot their mouths off and say it's for trauma hospitals and we can do whatever we want. And then guess what I found? The money isn't going to trauma hospitals. They always do the lotteries for schools, and a pittance goes to it. Because mafia runs it. Everybody knows that. And then you sit there, and you sit there, and you claim all this. Well, you know, I did something you've never done, state troopers. I actually went to the facts, and you make me sick. Because do you know where this money goes? You know where 49% of it goes? It goes to the Spanish toll company. And guess what? They're going to use those transponders. You're not even going to have jobs, you fools, except pulling people over for criminal offenses. The transponders are going to tax everybody. And if you speed twice in 3 years with your transponder, they're going to put a $125 charge every year on top of your license. And it goes up to $10,000 a year. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You know, the next time a cop pulls you over and wants to search your car, go, hey, can I search yours? And they'll look at you like you got 10 heads. Well, statistically, officer, you engage in more crimes than any other group in the population. More suicide, more murder, more drug dealing, more prostitution, more corruption. I need to search your car, officer. They'll laugh at you. You don't search a first-class American's vehicle. You're a third-class piece of trash. They're an authority. They're an official. They're no longer public servants. You're a slave to give them money. Oh, man, I started looking at all the new taxes we've got coming on the line, all the things that are happening, and this. And then I found out that 49% of the money that goes in to, you know, you pay the ticket, and then they put something as big or bigger than the ticket. Because let's say you pay a $200 ticket, but that ticket is going to cost you 3 points that come out to, I don't know, $400. You know, they take a couple, 125 out each year. That's for the smallest offenses. Now, you get 9 points. It's like $1,000 a year. And then they've even got points for manslaughter in there. Just these weird little fees. And, of course, you know, I'd heard about all this, quote, for hospitals. And then I typed it in. I knew. I said fraud in association with the driver license rules changes for the new driver responsibility program. And turns out that, let's say they raise $180 million. Well, $30 million goes to the hospitals. Now, 49% was supposed to, but sorry, the private Spanish company needs it all. And, of course, the state troopers don't get anything. It's funny. They get paid less than the average cop in a municipality. It's just so classic. And they dutifully out there do all this. And, man, I tell you, I read literally hundreds of pages last night. I circled quite a bit. It says, with charges from $100 to $2,000 every year for 3 years. But actually, I found charges up to $10,000, so that's inaccurate. But this is their own Texas Department of Public Safety order adopting rule. This was Title 37, TAC, Part 1, Chapter 15, Subchapter F. And it's just... They have comment and response by the board who went ahead and approved this. And I underlined a lot of stuff in here. And this is just one section I was reading last night. And it talks about how this private vendor is going to be running it and how it is the Trans-Texas Corridor Program gets 49%. And this is the agency standard business practice is to fully investigate any claim. Because you notice business practice. 70% of the stock market is owned by these governmental organizations, which actually have private shareholders now, see? They make money off of it. It's not about free market, folks. And it just goes on and on and on here. What is this comment on 15.161B? Again, makes it go through a private company, and they say, comment, the rules should make an allowance for individuals to pay DPS. And they say, oh, no, got to go to the Trans-Texas Corridor crowd, because cops are going to be out of the equation soon, and that's all in here. See, I knew they were going to use the transponders to tax and track us and give us tickets, but it's here. I mean, this is it. So these cops are all going to speed, and it's going to happen to them, and they're going to lose their jobs. They're going to be just like all the computer program people. I'm going to be talking to so many crying, whining cops, and they'll have private security firms that do it all. I'm sorry, it goes on. And the failure to provide one will allow for the abuse of Texas citizens by vendors or its agents. It talks about abusing citizens. Let me see this. It does not require the agreement to formally document any grants. And they respond over and over again in here and say, we don't have to follow laws. We do whatever we want. We don't have to show documentation. And then they... quote, other policies. See, now they make policies. No one challenges it because they're too busy watching UT football. And so they go, well, we're going to expand on that policy. Folks, just type in driver responsibility program, and you'll see it. It's all over the country now. And it lets you start payment plans with them. And there's a bunch of stuff in here. I'm trying to find it all. It's just so much. I can't even cover it all anymore. I'm trying to find the really bad stuff. Oh, here's a good one. The rules do not make clear how individuals protected and confidential criminal history information has been protected from disclosure to the vendor and or the general public. And then the department's response is, we don't have to care about that. And you know why I'm laughing about it? You know why I'm laughing? Because I got the Chicago Tribune with cops getting in all sorts of trouble and getting assaulted and getting robbed because of this. It's all going to come back on you. God's going to curse the living daylights out of you. And if I sound mean, I am. I'm so sick of your corrupt system. You're all going to get to take a big drink out of the cesspit you created. So get ready.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Coffee on the Air. I'm your host, Joe Java. Today we're talking about guilt-free, healthy coffee. Yes, it is possible to enjoy healthy coffee. And on today's episode, we're going to tell you how. More after this break.
Time to wake up and start your day on a healthy note with Gano Coffee. What makes Gano Coffee so special is the addition of high-quality Ganoderma from the amazingly nutritious red reishi mushroom that provides energy and helps expel toxins from the body. For your coffee sample, call toll-free 866-271-3653.
Welcome back to Coffee on the Air. I'm Joe Java with news that you can enjoy guilt-free coffee. Just visit our website, coffeeontheair.com. Or call us directly at 866-271-3653. Stay tuned for the next episode of Coffee on the Air when we discuss how Gano Coffee can boost your immune system and can actually help you get a good night's sleep.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring on fire.
Don't take my word on it. Type in this driver responsibility program and go read the minutes of the meetings. They don't even follow the laws. They don't even follow the regulations. This is the new America. Private individuals with Swiss bank accounts openly pay off your politicians, and they sign over the roads. They sign over the law enforcement. They sign over everything. That's called New World Order. That's called control grid. And I start laughing because I'm really upset about this. I mean, I know they're going to put transponders in all the cars. It's already happening in other states. We barely beat it here. I know they're going to tax and trace us down the road. I know they're going to take a lot of people's driver's licenses away. I know they're going to rape the living daylights out of us. And let's say you like paying tickets that you don't owe, or you like paying exorbitant amounts. It's going to be thousands and thousands of dollars a year, now over 3,000, they're openly admitting, to drive in Austin alone, or the average Texas city, and several thousand more to drive outside Austin. A trip from Austin to Dallas will cost about $100 in tolls. That is mainstream news. And I shouldn't be upset. By the way, I know the Texas coffers have extra money in them, but they run these scams where they tell the public they don't. And it'll come out in the paper, too, that they're lying about it. It's like TxDOT claims they don't have any money, and then their own documents come out, and they're lying about it to get more, just like FEMA screwed up Katrina, because when they, quote, screw up, they get more money. And it just gets worse and worse. And I have a whole stack of articles here where from England to the U.S., the government sells our data to whoever wants it. They're actually creating identity theft. And then meanwhile, I've heard about these ads. I haven't seen them. But Kevin Smith, who pops by routinely, He happened to see this ad. And again, folks, this is going on nationwide, so it's coming or has already come to your area, so you better start fighting it. And again, it doesn't matter how wildly unpopular. Nobody likes this. I mean, in polls, it's 90%+ are against it. And if we educate the other 5%, they'd be against it too. 98% in Houston, 93% in Austin, you know, depending on what poll, very unpopular in Oregon, California. But still, they just do it, see? I thought they worked for us. No. It's for trauma hospitals, and it turns out it didn't go in there. It's going to a bunch of known mafia organizations, same folks that run your lotteries. But Kevin, you've seen the new ad going, an ad to tell us how great the new inspection stickers are.
Well, you know, the last legislative session that never ended, just kept on going and going and going. They did have a bill there to put a tracker chip in the inspection stickers. Now, this newest one that started at the first...
By the way, it didn't matter if the law failed. They went ahead and did it. I just wanted to advise you.
Well, I believe that was the inspection sticker. Now, see, this is the registration sticker.
Yes, this is the inspection I was talking about, yes.
So they've got a new slick ad campaign. There's multiple commercials, but the theme is the same in all of them. You've got to get that new registration sticker. It's so cool looking. It's bling bling. And it's the law. And I'd have to guess this is probably another GSD&M ad campaign. It's very similar to the Don't Mess with Texas and the End of the Blue, the everything that would get thrown in their lap right now. And a good, funny commercial, but at the end, it's the law.
Well, tell me about the commercial, because it's really cool to be a slave. Tell me about it.
Well, there's two different versions. There's one with a couple good old boys in an old beat-up pickup driving out in West Texas, and they're using gang terminology, and that's where the bling bling comes in. And then there's another one with a couple beauty pageant queens with their sashes on and like a 67 convertible.
So basically, you're hip, good old boys, you're beautiful women, you're just the creme de la creme's into this.
And the bleach blonde, double bubble blonde, was able to do it herself. And the other one was praising her for being able to accomplish
that. Of course, why would they have an ad campaign about this new sticker? By the way, in the law, if you tamper with the inspection sticker, it's a felony. So, see, we got to make sure. Now, again, nobody asked you. Nobody told you. It's just we're tracking. And then, meanwhile, everybody's freaking out over the NSA listening to people and talking about how it's criminal. It is criminal. But, see, they're going to claim, they're already claiming, oh, we used to gather traffic data. It's like, oh, we're now tracking your cell phone, but it's for traffic data, too. But then you actually read the dual use. It's like with cameras. They announced they were all for traffic the last decade. Now notice there's 20 articles a day, Kevin, where they go, oh, and now the cops are going to use them.
Well, you caught the guy in the Walmart parking lot under surveillance that abducted the girl. You know, there's always going to be a few things they can throw out there to say, look how cameras solve this crime. And, you know, but Texas, we're like a right-to-travel state. I mean, we're an expansive state. We've always... not had any restrictions on us traveling. I mean, we need to travel.
Well, I had to read over and over again in these documents, your privilege will be revoked. Let me just tell you again, I have the federal court cases. You can say it's a privilege, just like you're trying to say Second Amendment's a privilege now. A lot of these goons will believe it. Driving is not a privilege. Let me tell you again, these are the federal court cases. They said that the general conveyance, the main mode of transportation, cannot be taxed. But when they did that law, still in the 20s, it was still the horse and buggy, predominantly in the country. So I'm allowed to ride a horse down the side of the road. I'm allowed to drive farm equipment down. So they called it an unusual conveyance. Then they said, oh, we don't want these trucks to ruin our roads. We're going to give them driver's license. And so then see the driver's license and a tax on their commercial vehicle. Now, I drive a car, and it doesn't matter if there's 100 court cases plus. I mean, it's ridiculous saying I have a ride. These cops don't know. They don't go read the code. They just suck their thumbs and got a bunch of big fat gangsters running their lives.
We've just had a number of gun laws come through the state in the last session. We've had the Texas Supreme Court rule that property taxes are unconstitutional. But they're still going to be foreclosing on houses.
You're still going to be paying them, baby.
Exactly.
Because they got men with guns that are willing to take you down. Imagine being crooks with uniforms and guns. They don't even know they're crooks. I mean, that's the ultimate brainwashing, Kevin.
That's very dangerous. They think they're on the side of good and right and just doing their job, ma'am, sir. But you said that it would be a felony to tamper with these stickers?
I haven't seen the law with these new registration stickers. With the inspection stickers. Yes. And so now, well, this sticker wasn't put on right. This RFID isn't working. You need to get out of the car, ma'am. It's the law.
So it's not just that if you try to pry it off someone else's windshield to use it?
No. If you try to disable the RFID device, and it says in the bill, the day your insurance goes out, they're going to have screens in their cars. The day your insurance goes out.
Well, the trooper knew how many points you'd already incurred, right?
I've got my 6 points. Well, I'm going to go beat it. I can't. Well, he made mistakes on the ticket. There were four people in the car. He was one passenger. And he made other mistakes here. And I'm going to get him up there. Did you calibrate that? And, of course, they're going to try to make me plea bargain.
Sure.
I want to see the record because I know the state law. I want to see those calibration records.
I think you.
Of course, the judges are so corrupt. He'll go, I don't care if you said there were 100 people in your car. I don't care if you were dangling upside down. I don't care what you're doing. You're going to pay us, boy.
Well, what's that new condition when you have problems with authority? I think you definitely qualify for that.
Yeah. So did Benjamin Franklin. Yeah. George Washington.
Well, so we've got a problem there. Possibly, maybe a problem with trying to disable these stickers. It'll be a felony, so no one should take them and pound them with a hammer or stick them in a microwave before they put them on their car. They may be felons, huh?
The new economy is prisons, folks. That's where you're going. The new America is a cesspit. The official doctrine is, look, it's like I had that big CIA chieftain on last week, and I said, most of the jobs are going to be tattletale squads and in police. He goes, yes. And, that's where it's all going. I mean, I heard a guy call into a talk show last week. He goes, I'm about to get my master's from A&M. We teach people how to get lower insurance at car rental places and everywhere else by checking your data. And, man, I went in to get a rent car today because my other car is, it's 20,000-mile checkup. And, I mean, I've rented cars at this enterprise a couple times before. And, I mean, the guy was like, well, where's your other car? My car's at, Hewlett. Well, where is that? Well, how long are you going to? And he just kept, and I said, what's this for? Oh, it's just some new security procedures.
So they did a blood draw, a DNA swab?
Look, it's simple. The corporations are told you get a discount on their insurance if they do this. And I heard a guy on the radio the other day. I mean, I was aware of it, but to hear him bragging on the radio that he's about to get his master's and this is what he's going to do, and it's all these databases and indexes and answering, and everybody's a little tattletale. Everybody's a little, and the guy kept asking me questions after questions and double checking questions, and what's that address again? And I said, I'm in your computer, buddy. And I was just like, I'm just getting this rent car for 2 days. So I think I'm going to buy like an old clunker just to be my spare. Mm-hmm. So when I'm getting work done on a car, I don't have to go worship these people. Just, it's all about worshiping, and of course that guy's going to be abused too, but as long as he gets to do something to somebody else, he's going to be fine.
You know, in Texas, if you get the classic license plate, I think it has to be 25, 30 years old, you don't have to get an inspection. It's a 5-year tag or plate, and you can just run around in your little hot rod, your old 57 Chevy, and there is a limit on the mileage you can do per year.
Oh, how gracious of them. Oh, free country. A limit on how much you can drive, yeah. But the border's wide open, and I have the New York Times and I have the London Guardian here. The CIA gave A-bomb plans to Iran.
Well, plans without any material, that's just a set of plans. Do we help them with the material also?
Yes, of course. We have those previous articles, yes. Got to stop those at 8 Al-Qaeda.
Well, I saw a German release the other day sent to me by a friend, and apparently, Condi's over in Australia, Porter Goss is over in Turkey. They're all telling all our allies, look, we're either overflying or we're going to use your bases here to start hitting Iran and Syria. So be ready. And apparently we told Turkey it'll be okay for you to jump over Iraq and attack the Kurds in northern Iran, since they're launching terrorist attacks against Turkey from there. So they're getting a piece of this too. So, any idea that it'll be a Kurdish autonomy or any kind of a homeland, gonna happen.
Well, no, it's just we just got to have some burning buildings on the news that, the globalists can then sell us there's some war and sell weapon systems.
Yeah, this is a little off topic from what we were talking about with the inspection stickers, registration stickers, but to any good old boys out there that think that, Iranians are just a bunch of ragheads and saying this and that, you got a wake-up call coming, my friend. These aren't Arabs. They don't throw their AK-47s and run. These are Persians, and they don't deal well with invading forces. They've got a pretty good track record against those sort of things. I'll let you go and get back to what I was doing.
We'll just turn them into a glass parking lot.
Oh, boy. Well, hey, keep up the good work, and we'll have some more people on to talk about the toll roads. And
that's right. Friday, we're going to have Stahl in studio. I got Tex Mungers on Thursday in studio. And I'm sorry if I'm flipping out and yelling and screaming, folks. I'm just getting really sick of it. I mean, imagine if I'd have said to that cop, hey, mind if I search your car? How mad he would have gotten. She goes, how dare you? I'm a God creature. I got a unit. No, statistically, he's got more to hide. His MO is a lot dirtier than mine. And, I mean, I'm just tired of it, folks. This is America. This is not Mexico or China or Russia. And Kevin, thanks for coming in.
You betcha.
You bet. Take care, buddy. No, I was just, during the break, he was here, and I was telling him about what happened to me. And then I went and found out the whole magnitude of this point system. That they admit that the whole thing's even being administered improperly, and they just go, we can do whatever we want. But I know we got loaded phone lines. We're going to take a lot of calls today. We've got Jeff and Adam and Stuart and Tim and Hal and many others that are patiently holding. But since I mentioned the police state, let me just... Oh, and that was a false report Friday that Drudge and World Tribune picked up. Sharon did not die. They said he was brain dead, been turned off. That was a lie, and they're saying why he could even be able to speak again someday, but he will not be prime minister. False report last Friday, but not my fault. The mainstream media was reporting he was dead. So, continuing here, let me get into some of the stuff that's happening. Your phone records are for sale. Now, under federal law did this. It goes into a big database, and all the emergency management centers, if they haven't done it yet, they'll be funded for it. They're going to track you live as you drive with your cell phone, and they can dial in and listen to the audio on the phone, both of what you're saying, or shut it off and use it as a microphone and listen to you with no warrant, no nothing. That is the federal law. Now, again, they had laws saying that Native Americans weren't human beings. Doesn't mean that that's true. The Chicago Police Department is warning officers their cell phone records are available to anyone for a price. Dozens of online services are selling lists of cell phone calls, raising security concerns among law enforcement and privacy experts. Now, I mean, again, whoever said you could do that? When you sign the cell phone agreement, it says you will pay international taxes, local taxes, be spied on, have no rights. Criminals can use such records to expose a government informant who regularly calls a law enforcement official. They're not just a law, they're official. Oh, an official. Oh, I want to go to school and someday I could be an official. Suspicious spouses can see if their husband or wife is calling a certain someone a bit too often. And employers can check whether a worker is regularly calling a psychologist or a competing company. Some online services might be skirting the law to obtain these phone lists, according to Senator Charles Schumer, the gun confiscation Israeli Mossad agent, who has called for legislation to criminalize phone record theft and use, and that'll all be done selectively. In some cases, telephone company insiders secretly sell customers' phone call lists to online brokers, despite strict telephone company rules against such details, according to Schumer. That's not true. It's in the federal law. You think they just do this? It's just more baloney, though. Been covering this again for getting close to a decade. Not close. That was in 96. Yeah, I guess almost a year. I mean, almost 10 years. Though the problem is all too common, federal law is too narrow to include this type of crime, Schumer said last year in a prepared statement. The Chicago Police Department is looking into the sale of phone records, a source said. Late last month, the department sent a warning to officers about locatecell.com, which lists list of calls made on cell phones and landlines. Oh, and landlines, too, yeah. Officers should be aware of this information when giving out their personal cell phone numbers to the general public, the bulletin said. Undercover officers should also be aware of this information if they occasionally call personal numbers such as home or office from their undercover ones. And the FBI did a test in 3 hours, got this back, The test of the service, the FBI, paid locatecell.com $160 to buy the records for an agent's cell phone and received the list within 3 hours, the bulletin said. And they found that the Tennessee-based operation could not be reached for comment. Not only in Chicago, but nationwide, the FBI notified its field offices of this potential threat to the security of our agents and especially our undercover agents. Well, listen, you stupid twits. It's your system that did this. We need to educate our personnel about the dangers posed by individuals using this site and others like it. We are stressing that they should be careful in their cellular use. And let me tell you why those sites are so important. And I don't mean to be mean. I'm just, you people destroyed this country, okay? By making your excuses, making your little, you know, little jokes and your little games. I never told this story. I was at a funeral a couple weeks ago, two weekends ago, and up in Fort Worth, Texas. And we're driving around. My father and I went to the funeral. We wanted to go see the big art museum there because the funeral was later that afternoon. And so we're out there driving around, and my dad's got his cell phone, and we're lost, and we need to get back towards the side of Fort Worth that's having the funeral. And my dad knew that he could call his cell phone and that they could give him directions if he told them where they were at. Well, they didn't need that. We'll be right back, and I'll tell you exactly what they said. I ought to do this on air. I ought to call a cell phone, have it wired into the board, and go, "Where am I?" And they'd give my exact location. Well, you're at the corner of this and that. It's freedom, folks. It's freedom. It's freedom, freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. I hope you enjoy it because you're going to get a lot of it.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
An example of how conditioned I've gotten, how much news there is, and how many incredible things are happening. That, I mean, I knew that all the new cell phones starting on October 1st, 2001, off of a 96 federal law, track you down to 15 feet. Really, it's 3 feet, but the law lets it be down to 15 feet. And I knew that you could go into private websites and get it, and I knew that all the law enforcement systems are having all the officials are having these big grids put in to live track us on the map. And I knew they were using it. But you know, my dad says, "Hey, I heard you have the service to, you know, give me directions." And he said, "I need to tell you where I am." And I'm listening to him. He's got his speaker real loud on a little flip phone, so I can hear it all. He's driving right next to me, and you know, got the phone about a foot from my head. And she goes, "Well, sir, I can tell you right where you are right now. Would you like that?" And he said, "Yes." She goes, "You're at Main and whatever it was, you know, driving down Main Street." Right as she said it, there was the sign, Main and whatever street it was. And my dad's like, "What?" He's, "Yeah, we know exactly." Well, of course they do. This isn't a free country. And see, it's all sold as service and fun and good. That is a federal tracking system. That's why that was put in. And then they'll also sell the service to you if you want to be tracked and controlled by it. And they've got all these reasons why, if you've been, you know, crashed your car, we'll know where you're at, or if this has happened. They've got all these great reasons, all these reasons why this needs to happen. But at the end of the day, we have criminals running the government, and they're using it for bad, and that way outweighs the good. And that's the way it's always been throughout history. And, of course, criminals are going to use it to burn cops. Of course they're going to use it to rob your house. Of course, and the government, which is run by the bigger, badder criminals, is going to use it for all manner of evil. And so, yes, TxDOT didn't care that they failed, that they couldn't pass in the legislature a transponder and all the inspection stickers. The info I've gotten, I've looked at it, is some type of little electronic chip in the form of a piece of metallic tape in the registration stickers. And I've been told, I haven't seen the documentation yet, because I mean, it takes time to go research this. I've been told that's got a transponder too, and it looks like one. I mean, I see a transponder in the new chips, and I know that they also in Texas, I saw this about 4 years ago, a lot of the cameras are hooked up with the software that scans license plate numbers. I'm sure you all heard 3 years ago about the Florida town that every car that drives through it has their, quote, record run, and it keeps everybody safe, of course. That's nationwide. That's going in everywhere, and they're going to tax you, they're going to trace you, they're going to control you. And again, if we had angels running the government, maybe all this would be great. Folks, they ain't angels. I mean, there's been a whole bunch of indictments of congressmen. 800 million here, 25 million there. Just you name it. And I mean, we've got crooks running this country, and we better stop being naive about that. And so when the cop wants to search your car, say, "Well, can I search yours?" He's going to flip out on you, but go, "Well, how is that any different? You're not an official. Do you understand?" Let me say it again. You are not an official. A mayor is not an official. A congressman is not an official. Judges didn't used to make people bootlick them and call them all these names. They just tell you to, and we get accustomed to stepping and fetching it. Well, listen, it's time to stop stepping and fetching it. Americans were never like this. You understand America is about not being slaves. Do you understand that when they say jump, we say, "I'm not going to jump. You're going to jump because you're my servant, you little punk." All right. I have got masses of huge headlines and just huge pieces of news that I've been venting in this hour and talking about the control grid. We will take your calls first, the first six or seven people that have been holding the longest, and then we will get back into the news when we start this second hour. It is Monday, the 9th day of January, 2006, as we fight the king's men. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.